Tonight marks the final direct flight out of SFO to China for the next 6 weeks, just another consequence of the COVID-19 coronavirus, which has killed more than 1,000 and infected almost 64,000 people. To hear more about how air travel is being affected by the outbreak and how it will recover, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Courtney Miller, Managing Director of Analysis at The Air Current, an online news site on the business and technology of flying. Can we start by talking about how the air industry has been affected? You know, you hear that the flights are canceled, but initially it doesn't mean much to you. But money-wise, what are we talking about here?
The traffic and the business of China is major, especially for the Bay Area. You know, it's the third largest market to China out of what is the first and second largest economy in the world. So the Bay Area after Los Angeles and New York is vitally important to the China-U.S. market. And it's something that we've been looking at, in particular through the coronavirus of this year, but also how it applied through SARS in 2003. And that's something that we see a lot of correlation to.
So, yeah, let's
separating
explore.
Out...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let's explore that a bit. I mean, we're now 17 years later. The world's changed a bit in terms of social media, the way people get information. What can we learn from SARS that might impact how people will behave and travel now?
I think your comment about social media is very appropriate in that the diseases themselves, while they're different, how we react to them is also going to be different. And what you're getting to is the idea of, you know, almost a sense of panic. So it's separating out the difference between how much of this is impacting the market due to the disease and how much of it is impacting to, say, the quarantine and the spread of concern and fear. So in 2003, we saw SARS, which was much more lethal, shall we say, but also much harder to spread. It spread much later in the year. We had a very quick recovery from SARS. I think what you need to consider in all of that is the speed of the spread of the disease, the concern, and social media certainly has an effect to that, but also that business still needs to carry on. So the speed at which that market came back was largely due to the ability of the disease to be contained, not only in the epidemiological standpoint, but also in the social standpoint. If that can happen again with the coronavirus in 2019, we see this coming back fairly quickly. But I would caution that by saying the actual resumption of flights is more a function of the disease, how quickly it spreads and has stopped, than the market.
So business snaps back, but what about tourism? Do people remain frightened for an extended period of time?
Tourism is, so we're coming into the high season, and I think the longer this extends into the summer months, it's going to have a much longer impact on tourism. Of course, there are a lot of what we call, you know, visiting and family friends between China and in particular the West Coast. The social media impact of this, I think, will be key. You have two growing markets. The tourism has been strong, but remember, there are other factors outside the coronavirus, which we could look of as almost a tactical or a short-term impact if this is resolved quickly. When you consider the other factors, the geopolitical and the trade issue impacts that we have going on between the U.S. and China, the longer the coronavirus goes on, the more it becomes long-term. But with a quick resolution here within the next couple months, tourism may see a rebound by, you know, middle of next year.
Thanks for your time this morning, Courtney Miller, Managing Director of Analysis at The Air Current. That's an online site on the business and technology of flying.